Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? My name is Chris Fairbanks.
My name's Karen Kilgariff.
I feel like since there's a question mark at the end of the title of our podcast, I should be saying, welcome to Do You Need a Ride?
Yeah, I like that better.
I'm Chris Fairbanks. Yeah, from now on.
Let's just start over completely.
Okay.
Forever.
Take two. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? My name's Chris Fairbanks.
It's Karen Kilgariff.
And we found out that someone that we know did need a ride. Oh, it doesn't work that way.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
No one knows?
I think he does.
We'll just ring his doorbell.
And we are driving to La Crescenta.
La Crescenta, California, which is kind of near Eagle Rock, but more toward Montrose.
It's definitely far enough to be not considered Los Angeles, right?
I think so. It's where the adults live. It's like the town you move to after you get a job, a steady job.
Oh, okay. And does Dave Anthony have a steady job?
He is a writer on Marin.
Oh, okay. What a great gig.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll ask him about that.
Maybe we should.
Did he move into this area after his Marin money came rolling in?
I think so. I think they just moved here recently.
Oh. They, meaning him and his...
And his...
Frat roommates.
Him and his wife, who is... Oh. And their baby, Finn. Lovely family.
What a great name for a baby, Finn.
Yes, and he's super cute and funny. Well, his wife is gorgeous. And I think she's either a psychologist or a psychiatrist, so she's kind of a badass.
They're very similar jobs to the layman.
That's true. I think it's just a piece of paper.
One of them analyzes you, and one of them listens to you, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I actually was going out on a limb.
You know what? I think a psychiatrist can prescribe you medicine.
Right.
And a psychologist can't.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So I bet one of them looks down on the other one like
yes,
a doctor does
for sure.
A dentist or, yeah.
Or a dentist does a podiatrist.
Right, exactly. There's a long line. It's a caste system.
Right.
For the tooth industry.
And it always ends up in the in that one river in India where everyone's taking a bath.
And the one, yes.
That's where all caste systems are. The bottom is at that river.
They all end at a sweaty bathhouse.
What's it? What's that river called? Murky?
It's Thames?
Ashy?
Oh.
Thames.
The...
I think it's the Thames, yeah. I think it's the Thames.
The Thames? The Thames. The Isn't Thames. It the River Thames? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Am I making a fool of myself?
I'm not sure. I feel like I've only ever seen it at the beginning of the Monty Python.
Hey, if either Karen or I sound like idiots right now, go ahead and fire off a heated tweet at...
We need to know. Oh, Karen, you know what? You know what's really funny? Remember when we were talking about Brett Easton Ellis?
Yes, yes, Brett.
One of the best things that's ever happened in recorded history, I'd say.
Yeah, that and Thriller.
So... Really? Yeah, I would say those are top two.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out Jay McInerney was the author of the book we were talking about.
McInerney wrote
Big Bright Lights, Big City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that song Yellow called
bum,
Oh
bum.
Yeah. was indeed on the Bright Lights Big City soundtrack.
Really?
I found the vinyl.
Nice.
The other side is a forgettable track, but I don't know which came first, the Ferris Bueller's Day Off. See, we'll talk. We're not afraid to talk about issues.
Yeah, this is.
Do you need a ride?
We certainly will go into the dull areas. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's with a kind of the braveness of a Joan of Arc.
Yes, there's a lot of dull areas that have been tackled kind of in a cowardly way.
Yeah.
But we really open it up. We talk about different types of cars, different routes that you can take in the city.
That's right.
And songs.
Songs
different
and...
Different songs.
You're songs we've been wrong about?
To Delilah.
Hey.
Go
hey,
ahead.
Hey.
Have you heard...
Delilah?
Have you heard that? Where are you listening? Are you on the coast? This one goes out. It's Phil Collins, and it goes out...
This is Tracy called in tonight. She wanted to send her boyfriend Phil a little bit of Phil Collins, because they have the same name, and because he really is her studio. So congratulations, Tracy and Phil.
He drums to the beat of her heart, which of course beats for him. This is No Way Out.
Coast Take Me Home by Phil Collins and a bunch of computers.
I had a great day. I went to a sauna situation. I went to my gymnasium and sat with many old men.
Oh, my God, that tweet. Say your tweet as a joke right now.
I, today, went to the sauna with many sad old men, and I wanted to say, hey, why the long scrotum? Because one guy, he just haphazardly... He wrapped a towel around him with the looseness that most people would approach some of the topics we tackle. And, man, he had one long... I just looked at his ball. I just looked at it. I'm a grown...
You took a pinky poo.
In a clinical way. Like, I was worried about his health.
Yeah, so
It should not be that long, and so I really...
Or was it, like, mid-shin?
Well, he was seated, so it was beyond thigh.
Oh, no.
And it was dangling mid-bench wood. If you can imagine him sitting on something as thick as a 2x4. It was the length of from his body and then halfway down the board. So, conservatively, a 4-inch long ball.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was really, maybe 5 inches.
In the world of men... Is a 4-inch ball like that kind of a point of pride? Is that why he'd be loosely walking around?
I don't know that he knew the way he was peacocking. But
and presenting.
He was really really ruffling his feathers. And I looked kind of like the way a doctor would.
Sure. Works. Through your lorgnette? Is this Glenwood?
Taking a ride on Glenwood.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's all we say.
Makes me think of Glenn Frey and Steve Winwood. They, of course, did a track together. We're going to hear that right now for Larry in Calabasas.
Yo.
Oh, is that the red door? That's good feng shui. I hope
he
lives there.
That is great feng shui.
I hope he lives there.
Let's see.
Going to the home of Dave Anthony. I have some questions about his podcast.
Yeah.
Walking the Room. Is it still active?
No.
Is it on hiatus?
No. I think they're done.
Really? But that was such
a
well-known podcast.
Well, now he does The Dollop with Gareth Reynolds.
And that's about mayonnaise, sour cream,
yeah, anything
guacamole.
You can, yeah, dollop on. And
this might be it.
What's your address so I can come arrest you?
Arrest me? My address. It's 123 Fake Street.
123 Fake Street. Got it.
We just gave everyone.
Oh, we did. Oh, no, this has to be edited.
Oh, I guess so. I guess so. It's okay. I'll just go back. God, he already knows.
Look at him.
He's so angry already.
Wait, does he? It looked like he had a mullet, but I think it's part of the
door. No, it's just the way his hair grows. I think it's curly, and he's like, oh, I'll just have it all be one length. But he doesn't know that it's kind of, I'm going to tell him. No, it looks great. I like the way he looks. I like how he seems angry.
He's lifted the car.
He's lifted the car, and now he's on the hood.
And flip it backwards.
Oh, thank God we landed on the wheels.
Yeah. Oh, he's really...
Hi there. Yeah, get on in. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, thank you for getting out the dog blanket.
You're welcome. It's a class act.
You see,
I love a
right?
dog blanket.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Do you guys know how to get to the Hollywood Improvisation?
I kind of do.
Of course I do. I mean, from here, no. I have no idea where I am.
Is that light for the camera?
Yeah. We just go ahead and slate, if you could. Like you're auditioning for a cat food commercial?
Dave Anthony, take two.
I always do that. That's a good tactic to just go in and assume it's take two.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, don't even acknowledge.
That's a great dog.
Yeah, it's a beautiful animal.
Yeah, look at it, just calm, collected.
Just straight off the set of Game of Thrones.
Nightwalk.
Yeah.
Those poor huskies in Los Angeles, they're all dying of heat.
And that is the sweater of a good dog owner.
That is a sweater. Yeah, it is. Look at that.
Yeah, kind of an Apache print, something in a Woolrich.
He's up here in the mountains. He's dressed for it.
Oh, yeah, he's wearing his dude sweater. Dave!
Is this the farthest you guys have come to pick up a comedian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty
great. When did you move up to this neck?
February.
Oh.
That's nice.
I love it up here.
That's
it's a nice
great house.
Yeah, it's really nice. House, dog. Whole thing. Wife did the whole thing. Yeah, we got a dog.
What kind?
It is a Cairn Terrier.
Oh,
it's a very cute little dog, and when I walk with it, people think I'm less masculine.
Is it really tiny?
It's not tiny, but it's not large.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, like a lav?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I have a lav on.
She's got it. It's just clipped.
Safety first, you guys.
Do some adjusting.
Don't forget... to people who are listening, if you're doing a podcast in your car, wear a lav.
Got a lav.
Please.
Or a Janet Jackson headset.
If not for sound, for safety. Because if you're driving and you're holding one of these Price is Right elongated showbiz mics...
Yeah.
You're going to veer off the road.
This is really... Is it time to spin the wheel?
It is. You're playing for a Kia Spectra.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Let's try and get the arrow to point to a dollar amount.
That's the La Crescenta Motel. It's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, wow.
A lot of movies where someone surrounds a hotel and does bad things.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It seems like that kind of hotel.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Is it all old-fashioned in there?
Yeah, it's super old-fashioned.
And are there real murders there?
Yeah, about four a week.
Oh.
And how many production murders are there?
17.
Oh, okay. Wow. See,
good numbers.
That's good business.
I'm really bad with numbers, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Hey, also, by the way, RIP Ellen.
What happened?
She's not dead. I'm just practicing. I'm just getting ready.
I love that your legitimate reaction, Karen. You just went, happened?
What happened?
Karen, you were devastated.
Is it over?
What happened?
Is it over?
Is it over yet?
The rain has concluded.
I can't believe I didn't start singing.
You're talking about Ellen DeGeneres, right?
No, Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah, oh, Ellen Burstyn. I love her work.
Problem with her.
Really?
Yeah.
I love her in everything she's been in.
They had a thing over a fella.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Ellen Burstyn.
She was up his ass.
Yeah.
A lot of people...
They were both dating Milton Berle.
God, who talk can't? About scrotum to the floor.
Yeah, we were talking about...
We were just talking about it.
Why
that guy.
I'll tell you why the long scrotum, because he is a star.
I'll tell you why the long scrotum sings.
Did you guys talk the whole way up?
Well, we talked for a little bit. A couple exits before we started mid-freeway.
We like to start on the freeway. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's more terrifying that way.
The freeway here is the best freeway in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
The two. Ooh. You going to go right through that red or what?
No.
You know, never. That's why I like it. She keeps me on my toes even when I'm sitting.
I was just thinking about the freeway.
Sure. You know, the thing about thinking about the freeway is you don't have to pretend you're on the freeway.
Yeah. You can just remember it nostalgically.
I don't know. I go there in my mind.
I was just watching a show called Impractical Jokers on
True TV.
My friend's the director
of that. True TV.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's really something.
Yeah, I used to be in the True TV family, you guys.
I think it's great to have four guys go out and do something, and they tell what it is they tell one guy to go do a prank or whatever on the street, And then they just keep cutting to the other guys laughing their asses off.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's funny or not, which makes it weird, because if it's not a funny one and they are loving it, it's uncomfortable for everybody, the viewer, the people involved.
Is that what they do? They just show the other guy? Yeah,
make it right here.
One of them at a time?
Sorry, oh, God, sorry, we're dying. Sorry. We're dying.
We.
Oh, my God, please. If you guys ever die in a car accident with a comedian, someone has to upload it.
Yo, yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you talked
about
that?
That's a guarantee.
I hope finally then we'll get a sponsor. Maybe.
That'll be the big payoff.
I think you guys, it would at least make Buzz Flash.
We might at least sell some merch.
I mean, the clip of us dying would definitely go viral for at least 2 hours.
For sure.
Yeah. And maybe we'd stop talking about Bill Cosby for a goddamn minute.
What happened with Bill Cosby?
Oh, I think his show got canceled. The end.
Oh.
Wait, Dave, what's your show at the Improv tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
The lineup. We want to know.
Focus on a non-raping comedian.
Details.
It's Brian Posehn and
Has
friends.
He ever raped anyone?
Posehn? Yeah, but not like out in the public, like nobody knows about it.
Right, right.
But it's Posehn.
Yeah.
How else is it gonna happen?
Yeah, that's metal. That's what metals do.
That is what metals do.
Brian Posehn was often a guest on your podcast, Walking the Room, and I wanted to ask, is Walking the Room on hiatus, or is it concluded?
It is officially over.
God damn it.
Kaput. I have a new podcast.
All good things, called Dollop.
I do, right. The Dollop. Dollop. Walking the Room, it ran its course, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everything does.
We had a good run, and it was fun, but I don't know, it just kind of, I got really tired of talking about myself.
Right.
It's really annoying.
Well, that's the thing. The Dollop is about something, and it's amazing when you have a tent pole like that, how much easier it is.
Oh, my God. It's more work to put together, but it is so much easier to do. Like, you're not, like, turning off the mic and going, okay, what do you want to talk about now?
Yeah.
Right. And what is a tent pole other than a little kid with a sleeping bag boner?
Wait, are you being philosophical or asking a question?
I really don't know what it
is. It's just
I just mean something to build it around.
Right. Something that it holds up the...
I could have figured that out on my own.
I'm not sure that that's true.
I just never have heard it used that way.
I like to throw in kind of assy writer's room jargon every once in a while to make people hate me.
And see what sticks.
Oh, I know other people that are on the show. T.J. Miller.
T.J. Miller. T.J. Miller.
Anthony
Jeselnik. Jezel.
He's going to talk about... Make
dead
jokes
babies.
About dead babies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Teffler, who lives in right near me in South Pasadena.
I love Teffler.
And Brandon Small.
Love Brandon Small.
God, that is a star-studded lineup.
That's
it's
joke.
No fucking joke. I don't just do any show around town.
Wait, are you going to get us in?
Yeah.
You
I
know
mean,
what?
On the list.
Parking
or are we
lot's
just
a
dropping
fine
you
place
off?
To observe the show.
No, we can. I can. There's a crack in the back wall that I always lend an ear to.
You know people there, right, Chris?
I know a couple people there. Actually, I needed to get some business done, some paperwork. See, that makes me seem like now all of a sudden you guys are in a position where it's like, wow, I don't have to go back to do paperwork ever. Chris must be at a higher.
Chris has the upper hand in this.
Yeah.
On this car ride.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I felt that way.
Oh, really?
Dave, would you go all the way down into, like, Silver Lake and over?
Yes.
Okay.
Now people know the area he lives in.
You're definitely going to get shot.
I mean, I did already say there's the La Crescenta Motel giving away the location.
Oh, we said your street and exact address. We're like, look at this 824 whatever.
Because there's only 5 million people that want to kill me.
I'm going to go back.
We have to edit.
We did, in all seriousness, say your draft. For one of the first times ever, we're going to have to go back, and I'm going to have to go beep.
It's
going to
be great when you forget that, and people are like, I got your address.
I'm from the NRA. I'm Sarah Palin.
We've got it handled. We've got it handled.
Yeah,
we got people
got you
on
covered.
It.
No problem.
So Greg Barron, your old podcast partner, lives in New York now, and he's...
No, he went to New York for a few months. He's back now. He just got back a couple weeks ago.
He'll probably be a guest on the Dollop.
There's no guests.
There's no guests.
Really?
No.
You've got to listen to the Dollop.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, this
showing.
Is super awkward right now.
Yeah, I usually do my research when there's a guest.
You certainly did not do any
research
this time.
I did not do it this time. I just thought knowing and loving you as a person would be enough research,
it's
but
never
I do suppose I have made a mistake.
But I am one of the Dollop's number one fans. I tweeted it one day. You had no response, and then I deleted it and said,
"Is that true?"
To you out loud.
I might not have seen the tweet.
I know, but I can't be vulnerable like that on Twitter, Dave.
Sometimes I'm out there. I'm working at my job.
Sometimes people are like walking in the park. They're dog walking with their.
I left it up a good 11 minutes, and I was like, "Fuck you."
Good God, woman.
No, it really is. I listen to it every morning, and it's about fucked up things from history. So it's super interesting to listen to. And then Gareth Reynolds is like one of the funniest people ever.
God, he's so funny.
He is so funny.
I'm going to listen.
It's really good.
It's insane how funny he is.
Do you just put it, do it yourself? Do you have it on a network? Where do you?
He's on our network.
I'm on your network.
Yeah. No, like I said, little to no.
Hey. You're listening to Worst Interviews with Chris Fairbanks.
You know what? Between you and I know all this shit, but the people listening don't.
Dave, what are you? Are you a fella? Is that what you are?
The bullet?
Do you think that on talk shows, Letterman hasn't seen the clip? You know, and you're playing, and you're playing what? You're like an army general in this.
Right.
He knows the guy's
an
army general.
He's approved it. He's looked at it four times.
I'm being professional.
Mm-hmm.
What information are we going to get where I just go? And I know about your podcast, so let's not talk about it.
So true.
You know what I mean?
True. All right.
Dave, I didn't know.
I mean, it was barely a thing that you just said.
I knew.
There was a lot of talking and not a lot of anything behind it.
The little to no meaning.
I knew. Is the dollop getting good numbers?
it's getting good numbers. It's getting better numbers than Walking the Room right now.
It's on allthingscomedy.com.
It's on All Things Comedy.
It's getting better numbers.
Yeah, it's really... Here's the crazy thing. It's really popular in Australia.
Oh.
It's like the number four comedy podcast in Australia.
Congratulations.
So now you're going to get to do a bunch of... Have you been doing stand-up in Australia already down under there?
What I did was... I went down there once and I did two podcasts at the festival.
Sure.
The Melbourne Festival.
Melbourne.
And so stay on the left and get a...
Over there?
Yeah. Okay. And you take the two. Yeah, that's left.
Are you
oh
sure?
God! No, yeah, okay. I mean,
it's a tense podcast, isn't it? You never know if it's going to be your last.
You don't know. So I went down there and I did stand up around town, but I didn't do the stand up at the festival. And then recently, I did a Kickstarter to get money to go to the festival, and I got. Like a lot of money.
Wow.
A lot more than I asked for.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. I asked for $15,000 and I got it in 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. Totally. Like, considering the career I've had, very unexpected.
Be honest, did you cry a little bit?
Yeah, there were tears.
Yeah.
I hugged my dog.
Can I just do that? Can I take show a picture of an MRI of my hip and say, hey.
Yeah, get over on the right.
Daddy's having trouble walking.
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
oh,
so that usually it's about artistic endeavors or.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to do is.
What if I make my hip
Medicaid.
More.
I think there's something called sadme.com.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
More your thing.
Well, I'll go to that.
Yeah, so get
already,
on the right. And get
I already
on
go
the
there.
Right.
One more?
Yeah. There we go.
Glendale Boulevard North. What if I make my hip more aesthetically pleasing and not just
well, if
utilitarian?
Like, if you said, I want to take my hip on tour and show people how good I can walk, then you might be able to get away with it.
Oh, okay.
But they watch the Kickstarter people and they see if it's...
Are you right?
Okay.
Straight through the light.
No, because I've heard of... My friend invented some sort of a weed hiding piece of wood. It was really cool.
That's
it was
awesome.
Like, it looked like
I'm
a Rubik's
Cube. I'm glad people are out there doing that.
Because
what we need right now is places to hide weed. It's just been a problem for so long.
And
no one knows where to put it.
What if the cops invade my apartment?
As a result, he did not get the funding, smartasses.
That's so weird.
He didn't know it was going to become legal.
He should have made those weed necklaces he was thinking of.
Yep.
Because you can really just flaunt it these days.
It was a neat little apparatus. It was like a Rubik's Cube. It was like a puzzle. It was very cool. And also, you could hide.
A wood puzzle?
A weed puzzle.
A wooden weed puzzle.
This is not only the worst product I've ever heard, but I think it might be the worst conversation I've ever been
Which
involved
way,
in.
Which way, Dave?
Let's go right.
Let's go right.
Let's go up that hill for no damn
this
reason.
Looks like
big tall
San
hill.
Francisco.
Yeah, this is the San Francisco hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so homesick.
I'm going to show you something when we get down here, and you guys are going to laugh. So this is a crazy
tall. Is it going to be the
hill.
Embarcadero?
No, I'm going to show you where dance. I got a ticket. Driving here. And yeah, see, it's just like San Francisco. You don't can't see as you come. Oh my God, over the hill.
I wish it was raining.
I feel like Steve McQueen.
Okay, so now you come down here to this light.
And my brakes go out.
And do you see any lights that say no? Do you see any signs that say no left turn?
I certainly do.
Are they pretty hard to see?
Yeah, well, no, there's three of them.
Okay,
yeah,
so I came rolling up at 9 a.m. and made that left.
Oh, wow.
It's like, and the cop pulls me over and he goes, did you see any of the signs? And I was like, I didn't. And he's like, really? And I'm like, no, seriously, I didn't. And then the next day I drove here and I was like, oh my God.
I am an idiot.
There's never been more no left turn signs.
No, there's not a place in LA that has more no left turns.
That's fine.
No
hey,
left turn signs.
You know what I always say?
Am I taking a left here?
Yeah, you're taking a left.
I always say.
Totally. Wait for the light to turn, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's
good,
a red
good,
light.
Good.
That's
good,
just
good.
Standard rule following.
Yeah.
I always say, you know what? I didn't look up because my eyes were on the road. That's always a good one.
Yeah, I mean,
my eyes were on the road. There's cars.
So you don't pay attention to signs or streetlights?
Not when there's cars
just
in
the
front
road.
Of me. When it's a light and it's red and you're coming to a stop, don't you look at the car in front of you and not wander around with your eyes up in the air like
you just don't care?
You know, yeah, exactly.
I am right now very happy that you're in the passenger seat because what you're saying doesn't make sense to me.
I will back up. I'm just saying when I'm talking to the coppers, man. And I want to get out of a ticket.
Yeah.
I say, I have tunnel vision.
And I'm not
see what's
drunk.
Directly in front of me.
Exactly. I'm looking out the road and I've had
a
lot
of.
I'm not drunk.
I did watch an episode of Cops where a cop pulled a guy over and I was like, that guy's drunk. And the cop, like, checked out his ID and was like, all right, guys, just, be safe tonight. And then he walks away and the guy leans his head out the window and goes, yeah, man. And he just starts talking to the cop. And the cop's trying to walk away back to his car.
Oh,
and
no.
The guy keeps talking. And then the cop goes, all right, get out of the car.
Oh, wow.
He talked himself into a ticket.
Dipshit. Oh, that's amazing.
Also a very bad cop because that guy was plowed.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He just didn't want to deal with it. And he's like, well, now that your alcohol breath has actually seeped into the fibers of my uniform, I should probably pull you over or give my... Is anyone else in the car anymore?
Just let me out.
Wait, at least slow down. This happens all the time. Slow down this time, Karen. You're right. If I was driving, we'd be in danger.
Wait, Dave, can you just tell me the general plan of how... Should I just go to Melrose and go all the way down it?
No, I don't think we're going to go to Melrose. Let me look at my map thing.
You want to go up onto Sunset here?
So it depends on what the traffic's like. No, you're going to go straight. You're definitely going to go straight. You might get on the 101, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say 101 to Melrose.
To Melrose?
Yeah. Okay. That's the way I usually do it.
Oh, I know where we are now.
Do you?
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where do you live, Chris?
I love this. See, I don't know the city very well because I live in Venice.
Is that true?
I've always lived there.
Why?
I like being by the ocean.
Yeah, but then what happens when you want to go anywhere?
I don't know. I think that about where the hell you live out in bumfuck mountain town.
Ooh, oh, you guys, come on. We've only been doing this for
15
minutes.
As soon as we pulled up to your house and parked behind your juke, a car that's as ladylike as your little dog,
it's actually more of a gay man's
when,
car.
When your butt beat of a man's shitting out gay dildo the car. Oh, I'm sorry.
So you're a little defensive about Vince.
A little bit.
Maybe you're having questions about how far away you move from society. Or are you going to design your own flag, cabin man?
He's upset.
I enjoy being...
Sure.
You guys,
you
I
love
have...
the beach life.
Every day
right?
I wake up...
You like
up,
the Big Lebowski.
And he likes to boogie.
Every day... Every day I wake up, I'm like, why
the... Russians out there?
Why... Yeah.
Walk
watch the sweater, man! I really do have... You're right. I don't know why I live by the beach.
No,
I drive
it's actually,
too much.
It's great out there. The weather's great. But then it's just getting in and out of there.
Oh, it's the worst, man.
Unbelievable.
And I do it now that I'm doing these commercial audition things. I'm not bragging.
See?
I'm just talking about what I've been doing.
Sure.
So I put on my sweater. I leave on my novelty mustache that's real. And I, you know, I auditioned for the, and I fucking, you know, it's a long drive. It's a pain in the ass. I don't get a lot done.
See?
See? You're
People
right.
Honking on the highway. That's,
honking on the highway is bold.
That's something. Whoa, that guy.
Whoa,
that's
I don't.
That's why they're honking. Holy shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know when it's cherry apple red.
Someone's getting to the party.
Get there.
Oh, my God. Someone's got to dance.
I just realized we are podcasting on a late Saturday night.
And then we're getting off here.
This is dangerous.
And then from here, we're just on Melrose.
Sweet.
And since it's the Melrose Improv, you guys get it.
Yeah.
But
it's on this street.
Yeah. That's why we're getting off on Melrose, Karen.
Oh.
And you said...
I'm also in Scorpions Mondays on CBS.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, scorpion.
Oh, shit, there's my billboard.
Oh, scorpions, look at that.
Plural or singular?
Yep. Yeah, I'm on Scorpion.
This team is pure genius.
He was talking...
It's so bad that I forget the name.
He's on multiple episodes. One episode is called Scorpion.
I wear a
several
hat.
Of them.
I wear a hat in it, a little black hat.
Yeah, you're the poor man's Aaron Paul. Scorpion?
No, that's the kid from American Pie that has sex with Stifler's mom.
No,
is that
that's
true?
I have 2020 vision.
No,
I have 2020 vision.
That is not him. I'm his fan. Sean William Scott.
Yeah,
that
that's
guy,
him. That's no, him.
Right there.
And that's
then
him.
A fat guy in a windbreaker. I gotta watch this
these
show.
These guys are both arguing. If you're listening, go to IMDb, go to the Scorpion IMDb, and uh-huh. see that that kid wasn't in. American Pie. I'm exhausted.
There's no way that was the kid from American Pie.
It is. He grew up. He's a man. You expect everyone to look the same forever?
I do. I feel like people don't completely change their faces from teen years to
they don't
to
they
the 20s.
They don't morph their skull structure.
Not that I know
into
of.
Another human.
I mean, it could happen. I just haven't seen it with humans.
That was his face. He just thinned up and grew a goatee and put on your hat that you wear.
I'm starting to think. You don't tell the truth about anything.
I guarantee. I'm going to look it up right now at the risk of it being good podcasting.
We just passed a Jesus area. Is that what it's called?
Okay.
The Jesus area and international.
Going to.
Iglesia de Jesus.
A Jesus area? Like a
carnivore area, but for Jesus.
A restricted area where only the Lord walks around?
Yeah. And they it's great here because they just stick it in a building.
Yeah.
That looks like it could also be a grocery store.
Oh, wow. There are a lot of little... Well, I'm not seeing one now, but...
Those Jesus-arias that you're talking about, the music they do in there is the literal opposite of, like, Baptist gospel music.
What do you mean?
It's always, like, somebody playing a keyboard badly and then people barely singing.
That's amazing.
Have you ever walked by and listened to the music?
No, now
that
I
comes
want
out?
To.
It's always very off-key... And kind of sad, like
that's incredible.
Against everybody's will.
I want to see that. Do they also have washers and dryers in there?
Dave, I don't know.
Do your laundry while you listen to the word of Jesus?
Do
you
I don't guys? Know.
I know that Karen does.
Good God!
I know.
Guy, wow, that, you weren't going to slow down for him.
No, not at all. I was pissed.
Karen is an aggressive.
It's good because if you had hit him, the car would have just crumpled into his giant vehicle.
Well, here's the thing. That's how you teach people a lesson.
No, you did. Look, hey, I just died on your car. What do you think about that,
Mr. It's like, you're not going to get over onto your side of the road. Well, then you're going to get a big slice of this car.
Do you think they made the Milano sign purposely flash?
Yep, he's in American Pie, all of them. That's the guy.
Wow. What's his name?
His name
Stifler?
Is Eddie K. Thomas. So you guys...
Danny K's song?
Well, you know what?
Can
it's
because
of his fucking hat that I couldn't tell what was happening.
Yeah. Well, you said that I was claiming his face structure had morphed.
I think he looks a little bit like Ryan Gosling.
He's handsome now. Just because you're confronted about being attracted to him.
I like the hat.
I did like the hat. Oh, we changed the subject.
Well, we were talking about Milano.
I'm sorry.
And you got into your IMDb stuff.
What was Milano?
It was a store over there, and the light was flashing on it. And it was confusing
me. It's a sexy part of the city. It's a lot. It's really doing it.
Oh, have you ever gone to that place?
That restaurant.
Osteria La Buca? Yeah,
great.
I love it.
Right get there? The gnocchi.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I like
Osteria
it.
La Buca.
I like it.
It's
and
tremendous.
It's loosely motorcycle themed, which is a trend I'm seeing lately.
Did you go
to it when it was really small and it was just four tables?
I didn't.
That was awesome.
Back then it was better?
Back in the day. Well, it was just cooler. It was like a tiny, tiny family-owned place.
I went in there with a group of fancy people, and they were all ignoring me, and no one thought I was anything.
What?
And then I got recognized by the bartender From living in Austin, not from showbiz. Just he is like, hey, did you used to live in Austin?
And did the fancy people give a shit?
Yeah, they were like, wow, somebody knows somebody. And free drinks were involved. And I pretty much almost got carried off on their shoulders.
Wow.
So, wait, why were you with people that didn't care about you?
Yeah, what's going on with you that you hang
why
out
are
with
you
those
doing
people?
That
hey,
yourself?
It's show business.
Oh,
it's show,
I see.
Sometimes you got to hang out with some big, fancy, highfalutin assholes.
That's right.
If that's you want to.
So, that's so well put.
No, it was just some friends of my lady friend.
But it was a victory.
It was a victory. I felt like Pele doing one of those backflip kicks.
Backflip kicks. Know
he,
what you said?
Yeah, the ball.
Scissor
Pele,
kick, you mean?
No, that's the ladies. He would, Pele would flip back. He'd do a backflip while the ball's in there, where, when otherwise people would headbutt the ball. And he backflip.
It's not called headbutting the ball. It's called heading the ball.
Oh, look at the cans.
None
on.
Of your soccer terms are correct.
Dave's a big soccer fan.
She would headbutt the ball, much
God.
Like an Irish guy
Pele
in a fight.
Was a guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. She would see the ball coming, this Pele chick, and she'd headbutt the ball like she was in a pub.
Is it like
fight.
The way? Is it like the way like a like? Sean White will get on his skateboard and he'll do like a flippy do.
You just got to where he lived.
Oh, man. I didn't know you'd be hitting so close to home.
Damn.
That's well, Bogey's Liquors that was actually owned by Bogey.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And Lauren Bacall would sometimes work there on the weekends to keep it real.
That's right.
It used to be Parr's Liquor and then they hired one employee.
What do you say?
I'm just going to flat out tell you this.
If we can do soccer humor.
I had no idea what you were talking about until you explained it. I had no idea.
I had no clue.
Well, sometimes my jokes are intricate.
Well, you know what? Save it for Ben Crenshaw.
Who's that?
He's an old golfer.
Yeah.
Might even be dead.
Yeah, but we still have Crenshaw Boulevard to remember him by.
But for whatever reason, when I was a child and my grandparents would watch golf, I decided that I liked Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, really?
And now that I look back on it, I don't know why the fuck I would care about any golfer and root for them.
Because you probably had to do something, like you were bored to death.
That is true.
Maybe you like the knickers he was wearing or something.
They did wear really great knickers back then.
That was a good time for golf fashion. The
Let's
Crenshaw
be
years.
With the throwing around the word knickers. Okay, what? Everybody.
Again, I just want to throw out there. R.I.P. Ellen.
You know what? The only problem. I mean, there's a lot less knickers on the course these days.
Please.
Because people are wearing more of a slack.
What do you think? You think this is a good podcast so far?
No. Usually, when we commented on it being bad, it spirals downward.
Yeah. I think we'll probably do what we'll go in and we'll bleep out your address.
Yes.
And then everything else.
Yeah, it'll be one.
That's my plan.
I like that idea.
Okay.
I'm for it. Yeah. I mean, I've been here. I've been here for the whole thing, and I think it's an unmitigated disaster.
Hmm. Well, every time I was saying something that you didn't find funny or interesting, why didn't you make a beeping noise, like a beeping sound effect yourself?
Oh, I know why. Because I'm not an asshole.
Oh.
No, wait. That's not a good excuse.
Wait
I am kind of an asshole.
Wait a second. Dave, okay. Let's talk about
We're
your
now
show
at
tonight.
Highland and Melrose.
Let's talk about your preparation for the show tonight. How many minutes are you going to do?
Are you doing any new bits?
Are you trying new stuff?
New jokes.
I was thinking about maybe doing a new thing, but I think I might not.
What's it about?
What's what about?
The new thing.
Bits? It is about when I was five and I went to Yellowstone and I plugged up the toilet in the hotel room.
Uh-huh. People love poop stories.
It's not a poop story as much as it is a dad story.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't go well.
Your dad doesn't handle it
in a great
way?
No, he doesn't. He was a drinker.
Yeah, he was a bit of a booze hound.
And that usually doesn't lead to reason.
No. Well, I'm sorry that there's a story where were you beaten?
No, it was just crazy.
Oh, he
I
just
wasn't
got
beaten.
Upset.
I was never beaten. I was beaten once, but I deserved it.
Yeah. What year were you guys beaten ever? Were you slapped around?
No.
No, I was spanked.
Yes, spanking. You know that happens.
Yeah, I got spanked.
I apparently didn't do anything wrong till I was like 14 or 15.
Is that when you started getting spanked?
Yeah, that's when I started getting spanked, which is weird. And
we were never spanked. And then honestly, my mom tried to spank me once when I was 17.
What?
She grabbed my arm.
No, she didn't.
She was so mad.
Oh.
She was like, God damn it! And then I kept moving my ass away and going, what are you doing? Stop it!
Yeah, that's...
What are you doing? And then she just gave up and left my room.
Yeah, I remember my mom trying to hit my butt with a wooden spoon, and I just caught it, and then I broke it on my knee.
That's amazing.
And then
and you said, no more of this, please.
I think then she wetted some toilet paper and threw it at my face. And then it turned...
Wait, were you in school with your mom?
Were you in the boys' bathroom at school with your mom?
She made me push a penny around the toilet seat and said, push it, Frosh, push it, and then clean my towels in the locker room. It just turned into a lighthearted, wet toilet paper fight, though, and that's, you know...
That's
even
cool.
My mom, she couldn't be disciplinary. You know, she'd just get caught up in the childlike fanfare.
Girl.
Soul food okra.
We just passed a sort of comedy club called Sal's.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Have you ever been there?
I have seen
That's where it is. We just passed it.
Sal's Comedy Joint.
Sal's Comedy Joint. Apparently there's one in New York, and then they have one here.
Isn't that funny? Who works at it if we aren't?
I don't know what happens there.
Just comedy store dudes?
No, I don't even know if it's that. I don't know what it, I think it's like a glorified open mic.
I bet
wow,
that everyone
but a whole club?
Well, it's like a restaurant. It used to be a restaurant. It used to be called the Vienna.
I bet everyone that works there has Kangol hats, backwards Kangol hats.
I hope so.
I'm sorry. You like those hats, don't you? I'm sorry.
Well, he loves Australia.
You know what? They get really mad at Outback Steakhouse when you take one of those boomerangs off the wall and throw it.
Really?
Yeah.
You never.
What if you say? What if you say I love Road Warrior, and then you?
Then they're like, okay, let's bring him another round of bloomin' onions. That's what they say.
Have you ever eaten a bloomin' onion?
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it so gross?
It's the grossest.
Is it a deep fried onion?
Yeah, it's like fried. You know,
but wouldn't
like
it just be
onions.
Like onion rings then?
It's so greasy.
They're less breaded, and so it's just the onion. With a little bit of breading, but it is the greasiest onion fry.
We should go get one.
Gross.
Oh, I do not
after
want
the
one.
Show?
My mouth is watering. Yeah. But
where do they do bloomin' onions? Do they do them all over the place? Or
just Outback. Just Outback.
Outback copyright.
It's the most standout Outback menu item, name-wise, and I always want to order one, but just thinking about it.
Is it an actually authentic Australian food?
I don't know.
That's what the Maori used to eat.
I don't know how authentic
campfire.
It is. Well, here we're in a situation where we could easily podcast for 20 more minutes. However, we are approaching the improv, so Dave, I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to?
Yeah. What do you think, Dave?
What do you think? I mean, we could round the block and try and wrap this thing up on a high note and like fire on all. We could just do it better, or we could drop you off. We could.
Whoa!
Or
whoa.
We could. Oh God!
Oh!
Which direction?
Holy shit! Are we being arrested?
Arrested for bad podcasting.
We can keep driving. I'm fine.
Your show starts at 10?
Yeah.
And you won't be up first.
Fuck no.
You're no spring chicken. You're at least mid lineup.
He's
going to
open.
No
Scott
way.
Ian will start with a tight
song.
10
he'll do
about his impossible chin beard.
Scott Ian from Anthrax is on the show. How
yeah.
Was I not listening?
Welcome the Guardians.
I don't know what's happening.
It says Welcome the Guardians.
Scott Ian, and then closing the show will be Scott Ian's goatee.
Jake Johansson's there next
week. Classic
weekend.
Classic joke formula. Jake, I love him.
He's amazing.
He's up there with Brian Regan as far as just comics that all comics like and people, even if you wear camouflage shirts with no sleeves, you like Jake Johansson.
That's true. He came up and had lunch with me up in the hills that I live in.
Oh, really?
A couple weeks ago.
Does he live in L.A.?
He lives near near Chris in Santa Monica.
Oh.
I do. I just like the way he does his comedy. A lot of people think that I'm influenced by him.
Is that true?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I didn't know of him before I started doing comedy.
I didn't think you were influenced as much as you just lifted from
him. I'm kind of copying him. I was going to get to that.
I thought they called it felching.
Yeah, well, that's
now
when
I'm,
you...
Now I'm not sure what's happening.
I think I know what felching is, and I don't think that's something we can talk about
it's
on the
not,
podcast.
Is that too...
Oh, do you guys keep it clean on here?
Yeah, we don't talk about drinking semen from a
podcast.
Man's butthole.
It's probably my favorite Christian podcast.
And, that reminds me, it's time to read from Psalms.
My favorite podcast
Psalms.
Is Fox and Friends.
Which one?
And then this
Fox
one.
Fox and Friends.
Your favorite religious podcast?
I like to wake up with them in the morning, and then I like to listen to it again when I'm driving home, because then I think deeper about what they were talking about.
The Fantastic Mr. Fox and Friends?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I love that movie. Podcast.
That's a
that
sketch
a
right there.
Great movie.
Fantastic Mr. Fox and Friends.
It's all about combining nouns.
Yeah, it really is. Just throw darts at a spinning wheel with two things on it, and you got yourself a sketch.
What are you working on now, Chris? Are you on a show?
Well, I have a podcast. And that's been going pretty well. I've been doing commercial. I've got a few commercials this year, and I've been doing that. But no, I'm not working. That World's Dumbest got canceled. That's done. Uh-huh. So not doing any TV stuff.
And Karen, you're on At Midnight?
No.
Oh, that'd be nice. We both want to be.
Did you just make something
We'd
up?
Like I to
did.
Be. Oh, okay.
No, I just started working on Two Broke Girls.
Oh, did you really? Congratulations.
Yeah. I heard they're broke.
I didn't even know. I heard there's two of them.
There's
I didn't even know. That wasn't official. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Right now I'm patting my friend
you,
Karen.
Jumping over to sitcoms.
Yeah, yes. A little scripted.
Someone's going to make some money.
I'm not afraid of money. I'll tell you that right
That's
now.
That's terrific.
Laura Keitlinger's on there, right?
She's a consultant, so she comes on tape nights.
Ah.
That's great.
She is the funniest person on the planet.
Yeah, Morgan Murphy's on there.
Morgan Murphy's on there. Pat Walsh is on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone else.
I don't care about the rest of them.
Yeah, they're all.
You've named all.
That'll
that
be really fun.
It's pretty great.
So
I
you,
like it.
Have you? Hey, you say so have you met Garrett Morris?
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. He's hilarious. The girls are really funny and really good actresses. They're very.
Who are the main actresses?
Kate Walsh.
Oh, I have a crush on her. Can you introduce me to her? I think she's so pretty.
I don't think that's how it works at all.
All right.
Yeah,
what
no,
you just said is slightly terrifying.
Can I just show up to where you work and then you point to her and I'll go introduce myself?
How many women have you made cry?
Oh. That I'm not related to?
Yeah.
Probably most of them, Dave. Probably most of them. But usually, sometimes it's because I've done something impressive. Tears of joy.
Oh, they're like, it's a shock and awe thing?
But they've all cried.
Yeah.
They've all cried.
But
that's
girls,
a very good question,
we
Dave.
Do that all the time.
I'm now trying to think of how many girls I've made cry.
Have you ever made Karen cry?
I don't think so. Have I brought you to tears ever, Karen?
No, never.
Karen doesn't cry that much.
Not really.
Karen and I get along.
I made Karen cry.
And when I'm being a weirdo, Karen knows how to reel me in.
I don't think you ever made me cry.
I made you cry once.
You did?
What'd you do?
I sent you a mean card.
Was that the one where you called me meat?
No, that was in my joke book that you read.
That's right.
I just wrote a line in my joke book that said, my girlfriend's nickname is meat. And you read it and got all mad at me. And I was like, it's a joke.
And it wasn't about Karen at all.
No, but it was funny.
Bullshit. It was totally about me.
I don't quite
it's
get
wordplay.
It.
It's wordplay. It's just a silly
it's
word thing.
What?
It's
how?
Like
what is
saying my girlfriend's a slab. My girlfriend's just this fucking hideous thing. It's essentially what I was reading.
Only matter that it's funny or not. Who it hurts is irrelevant.
I was trying to explain this the other day to my friend because she's like, you should go on Tinder. I'm like, I can't. I can't date anyone that's not a comic.
Right.
And I hate comics. So I'm beyond fucked. I'm so fucked. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, but here's the weird thing. If you're a comic, you get bored by other people really easily because
yes.
they're not making you laugh or whatever.
I mean, I tried. I've gone out with people who weren't and who wanted to be funny. And that's it's so sad to me.
It's
like,
really sad.
It makes me feel like a weird. It makes me feel like a Doctors Without Borders situation. I'm just like, I'm trying to save you, but I can't.
Yeah.
But let's pretend you'll be able to keep your arm while you live for the next 5 minutes.
I know.
It's that sad.
I know a guy who I see him all the time, like on a weekly basis, and he is always cracking jokes, and no one ever laughs at them. But he never stops cracking jokes.
Yeah.
And it's like, wouldn't at some point you go, oh, this isn't working out.
And he's a comedian?
No, he's not. He's just a guy.
I mean, the one thing I realize is there's just different types of senses of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Some
or,
are
like,
bad.
Ability of humor.
Yeah.
But I need...
Top notch.
Top notch.
Yeah,
you
just
want
have
a.
to.
You've
want
been
a.
spoiled your whole life.
Yes, I have.
So have I.
It's very true.
I like when girls laugh. And so they don't necessarily always have to be a joke teller to get jokes.
Yeah.
I like when girls appreciate funny and they acknowledge it, but then they bring something else to the table that I don't have, like any other skill.
Imagine a guy doing that, though. It
what?
Just doesn't happen.
Oh.
Guys think they're the funniest one.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Oh, shit. Oh, can of worms.
All right.
Big old can of worms.
We just walked onto Twitter.
Oh, boy.
I just want to be honest about my feelings.
No, I think you're right. I really do. I know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying, too.
Sick of the patriarchy, that's all.
Yeah.
Yep. Guys need to be the funny one.
They do.
I think there's a lot of guys that couldn't date a woman that was funnier than them.
Yeah. In my opinion, there's a ton. I'm just going to keep telling myself that's the reason.
That is it. That's it. That's it, Karen.
That's all.
There's no other reason.
There's no other reason. Other than that, I'm totally Blake Lively. It's crazy. It's so tragic.
Well, I don't understand why if I didn't just visit you at work, you couldn't go turn to Kat Dennings and go, hey, this is my friend Chris Fairbanks. She's a professional comedian. You've liked... Here's something you don't know. She has liked some of my Instagram photos.
Oh, no. That's what we open with.
Unprovoked. She doesn't know me.
Don't bury the lead.
But hey, I'm being serious. Don't you think that's legitimate? She's like, I like the cut of this guy's... Granted, it was a photo of one of my childhood bikes. But she didn't have to. She didn't have to. It's all. And here's the other thing about liking it. On Instagram, it's a heart button. So she wants to marry me.
Can I just tell you the worst news that you're ever going to have right now?
Oh, no. What?
She's going out with James Groban. Is it Josh Groban? Josh Groban.
Oh.
That's wait, which one's Josh Groban?
Weird.
He's the guy that started out as the weird borderline religious singer.
He does Christmas songs.
But now he does, like, comedy things. Because he has a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. How bizarre. Mm-hmm. How bizarre.
How are we supposed to feel it? How are we supposed to feel about that? Because I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know. The Grober. Ooh, Groobin. All right. I guess we podcasted enough. This is my favorite stop-motion cat graffiti
in town. Oh, my God.
I
never noticed that. That's amazing.
It's wonderful. I did a nice vine of it. I'll show you when we close out.
Dave, do you have anything else, like any topic, hot-button topics that we should talk about?
Yeah.
When is this going up?
Yeah, day after tomorrow.
We covered Cosby.
Yeah, we talked about Cosby.
Yeah.
We really got into that in depth.
We went deep into that.
Hot-button topics.
Sorry that I argued with you about
we covered
whether or not a patchwork robe is the right thing to wear.
That's fine.
Drugging someone.
Perfectly acceptable.
I love that in the description,
yeah.
he's wearing like a Cosby robe.
Right.
He was wearing a multicolored patchwork robe.
I mean, how awful. You're slowly nodding out. You can tell you've been drugged. You're slipping into paralysis. Yeah. And then a horrible knit sweater with a jogger on the front of it comes at you. That's the last thing you remember. Is like, just the sweaters must have been so horrible.
Most of the people coming forward are just describing horrible embroidery in the last moment.
A technicolor coat coming at you.
What's happening? Am I in a Broadway show?
I think it said something about black college athletes.
I went and saw him in February do stand-up.
Oh, yeah?
And I was in, like, the second row, and the reason I got the ticket is because it was just a solo ticket, and I was like, I'll go, and I'll just sit in the second row instead of sitting way in the back and going with somebody. Those were the choices.
Sure.
So I sit next to this older couple, and they were asking me about something. Yeah, I'm a comedian, so I wanted to see him. And they go, do you swear? And I go, yeah, because we do not like swearing in comedy. And now I like sit next to them and go, what about raping?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like raping in comedy? Because that's his big mix.
I hate that was his thing. I already didn't like that about him, that he... And that was kind of the thing that Hannibal Buress was talking about, is that he felt it was his job to...
He was the moral
To black people. He felt like, he's like, no, pull up your pants. And you don't need to... swear. And like he had things to say about Richard Pryor, and it's like, oh, guess who's been funnier than you, sir.
I just read a big article about him, and I concluded that he's always been a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's like condescending.
We just let him get away with it because he was the cause, but he's always been kind of a dick.
Yeah. Well, and also, you always have to keep your eye peeled. Those people that want to tell everyone else how they're supposed to live, they're always secret hypocrites.
They're doing something terrible. Yep. It's like the televangelists.
Yep.
Always.
Although Swaggart was on top of this game.
Swaggart had something special.
Did you ever... I can still, in my mind, see the picture of the prostitute that he was jerking off in front of, because she was such a sad,
messed out.
I want to. Oh, I wish we could show JPEGs to people.
Let's take it. I mean, let's. Have you ever talked about Jimmy Swaggart on the dollop?
No. Oh no, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I want a hand in this podcast somehow.
You can absolutely tell me subjects.
Here's what I was going to say about the Doc Ellis idea, because Dave and I were talking earlier, and I said, have you ever talked about Doc Ellis, who's the guy that pitched on acid?
Uh-huh.
Pitched a no-hitter on acid.
Amazing story.
And they're making a movie about it. But I think if Gareth has never heard anything about it,
right?
Which also is funny, because it honestly sounds like the wrong name when I'm saying it.
I know, Gary.
Silly Gary. If he's never heard anything about it, the whole point of that podcast to me is you telling him something he's never
heard.
That
is true. That is true.
So
it's amazing how many things he hasn't
heard. It's funny we're talking about this. I was on a plane once and I sat next to a televangelist guy. These evangelical, it was a father and son duo, and they went to these mega churches.
Oh, God.
And they were huge dudes, and they were Black Baptist preacher guys. They had all these rings and all this money. And they kept asking me about what I thought of God and stuff, and I'd made it apparent that I was like, oh, I don't know, I kind of don't want to talk about that. And then we talked about the difference between Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor.
Shut up.
Yeah, and the dad, who was like, I always thought Pryor was funnier. He didn't say much, but then he said that. And then his son looked at him like, what? it was the best thing ever. And then they started talking about it. The son pulled up his shirt. He's like, I didn't talk to my dad for years. I was in the streets and I got in some trouble. And he pulled up his shirt and he was riddled with bullet holes.
Really?
What?
Yeah. And they said, and that's when I found God, once I was bleeding out of 25 holes. And got with my dad, and now I travel with him. They were really sweet people.
That's kind of nice.
They just thought that, you know, the devil planted dinosaur bones to test our faith or whatever.
Is it her?
Yikes.
I think that is her, yeah.
Wow.
She looks like a man that's about to do a don't litter Native American.
Did he find her at Pachanga?
Damn. Let's do a podcast called Slammin' Prostitutes. And we just pull up pictures and say what they look like.
Everyone's going to tune in because they're going to think it's audio of us actually having sex with prostitutes.
I say go after people on the lowest rung. It's what comedy's really about.
I mean, they're already on crystal meth, so we'll be able to make fun of their acne and their emaciated frame.
And their lack of teeth.
Mm-hmm. And they're just their general sadness.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a lot of loss. Dave, wait. Now, do you need a ride home?
I can Uber if you guys don't want to wait. That's fine.
That's awesome news.
Yeah, I figured that was what it was going to be.
Oh, good. Okay. I was telling Chris there's no way that you weren't going to expect a full-on round-trip ride.
No, I can Uber. That's
and
fine.
Get mad if you weren't going to have it.
Well, no, I didn't. No. I didn't think you would get mad. I think you're handling it very well.
I think it's fun to tell people the shit you were talking about them before they got in the car. Aren't you?
Yeah,
that's refreshing, isn't it?
I think it's very honest and awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The two A's. That's what I go for all the time.
Super uncomfortable. There's no way this dick is not going to make us drive him back to his fucking cabin in the hills.
You know the
date
you think you know? Okay, well, just wait.
Karen, stop yelling. We're in its driveway.
I don't give a shit. Oh, there he is. Hi.
He called me meat.
Karen was just telling me a story about how nice you are. I kind of want to come in and watch this
amazing show.
But I have a friend of mine who's eagerly waiting for me to entertain him. He's on my couch. He's visiting. So I have to head back home, you guys.
Oh, your fake friend?
He's a real friend. Sometimes he's fake because I think he talks behind my back.
Oh. Is it a celebrity?
Nope. He's the editor of Thrasher Skateboard Magazine.
Oh, man.
You guys must have some great skateboard talks.
Yeah. We talk mostly about that time we did a rollover flippity kick.
Oh, man. I love the flippity doos.
Wait, can I tell a story of the last time I was at the Improv?
Yes.
I think I... Stop me if I've told this on this podcast before.
Okay. I have a horrible memory, but shoot.
Okay. It's such a good story, it won't matter if I've told it before.
Okay.
So, me and Fortune Feimster are standing there talking in that new bar.
Heard it.
Really?
Nope.
I had just done someone's Aunt Friend's show,
mm-hmm.
and she was about to do the coming up show, so we're standing there talking, and some guy neither of us knew or had ever seen before in a three-piece suit with long hair, he looked like a magician, came up and goes, supermodels or female comics?
Oh, God.
Wow.
And I looked at him and then looked at her and was going to walk away. And then he already started on his second thing.
No, he didn't.
Oh, wow.
Which was like, hey, ladies, I can't even do it.
Please.
It was like, well, because I was like, well, you just called me ugly, so I ain't get to leave now. Like, I don't have to fucking stand here and listen to anything Jesus. You have to say. But he thought that was like going to be his entree.
Yeah.
And then he started talking to Fortune about something, and she was just staring at him and laughing because it was insane. And at one point, he was like, you're doing the show coming up? Okay, I'm going to give you $5 if you say the word penguin on stage.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and
God.
That's when I just went, I'll talk to you later, and turned around and walked away.
No, you and left her with him?
Yeah.
You oh, God.
That money. Well, that's, free, that's free money.
She knows how to handle
it. You have a whole money. You have a whole penguin bit.
I was like, oh, my God, I was going to open with Mr. Popper's Penguins, but not, I'm not going to give this motherfucker the satisfaction.
Who ships a penguin in a box? who does that to someone they don't know?
Who has ice on their apartment floor? Nobody.
It's crazy.
You hear how rich Mr. Popper was? That was pretty great. I think of it every time I go to the improv.
That's every time I'm in there, there's someone like that that comes up and it's like, hey, ha, zoo, zah, jabbity, joo.
Wait, like, oh, are wanna... you going to it in the 30s?
Yeah. Zoom, zam, zam, jam, jab, and whale. Scoop out, scat man, crothers, axe in the chest. All right. That's. The year was 1930.
Oh, man. This is the Thanksgiving episode.
Yes. So what? Let's wrap it up by everybody saying the one thing that they're most grateful for this year.
I would say the genocide of the American Indian.
Oh,
are they all gone?
Mostly. Okay. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I was my weird. Mine
did
was
I take yours?
Yeah. I can come up with a new one.
I would say
I'm thankful for the fact that we are we've got a successful podcast.
Just keep saying it. Just keep saying it.
And that always goes smoothly. And I'm thankful, honestly, for the fact that we have not yet murdered a guest with a manslaughter, vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah, exactly, that's going to happen, though.
That's what I'm thankful for.
That's a good one.
Hey, we're parked. You're off the hook, okay?
I'm thankful for pumpkin pie.
No, you did yours already.
Yeah, yours was the racist.
My first one
today.
Was a joke.
Oh, okay.
The real one.
I knew it was a joke.
The real one's pie?
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh. Hmm. Which pie or Christ? You have to pick one.
Oh, fuck. Okay, pie.
Pie, yeah, okay. good call.
Karen, what are you thankful for
I'll
this
do
Thanksgiving?
If no one is going to do it, yeah. I'll take
Boy,
it.
Boy, I'm going to say I had the best one.
What?
Yeah.
Because it was sincere?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You guys got all flippant.
Okay, I'm grateful for just the fact that the art of comedy interlocks all of our lives together so that we have a reason to hang out and talk to each other.
Oh, that's, well, now that nice. Is overly genuine.
Yeah, you know what that was? Yeah. That was revenge genuine.
Oh, man.
Whoa, that really was. That was like a slap.
Yeah.
You fucking out genuine to me.
I dig deep.
Have a good comedy
I'm
set.
Thankful for my son and my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Finn. Tell us one quick Finn story.
Finn.
Oh, God, there's so many Finn stories. What's a good... So, Finn, he's a really good soccer player.
Oh.
And...
Is it because you pressure him?
No, he's just really good.
Okay.
And he started shooting from the halfway line.
Shooting?
And scoring goals.
Shooting. Like kicking.
Oh,
from,
okay.
Yeah.
And is that
I
a big
said,
deal?
Yeah, you shouldn't That's be able
far.
To do that.
Oh.
And I said, why aren't you dribbling up? And he goes, it's just so boring. But he's scoring like 8 goals and kicking him from the halfway line.
Wow.
Okay, Pele, why don't you fucking take it back a notch?
That's Yay. Amazing.
It's so
That's,
boring. I'm just going to kick it from here. It's like, what in the fuck is happening?
You get him into a traveling team right now.
That's so cool.
That's great that you know about traveling
How old
teams.
Is he?
Well, there
he's
was,
5.
I knew a couple girls in my high school who were on traveling teams. It was kind of a big deal. And my friend Amy had a boyfriend, Mark, who was a professional soccer player somewhere in Europe, but he was not like first string.
Right.
And he was the best looking person I've ever
really?
Seen.
Really?
Yeah, those constant cardio people.
Yeah,
yeah
it goes, sinewy.
It works just, out for you. I wouldn't know anything about it, but you do look good.
I mean,
I've seen pictures.
It looks good.
There is a 5-year-old that plays in Finn's league that was scouted by a traveling team.
Oh, that's fun.
They came to the practices and they watched him practice. And then the two teams, they made offers for him. And the teams are for kids that are 8 and older. And he is scoring goals. He's a 5-year-old.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
That's a huge... At that age, there's no bigger gap in, like, size and development.
Oh, no, and I watched him play today, and I was like, oh, my God, he's amazing.
Wow.
Now, aren't you worried, if Finn is really good, aren't you worried to put him into some advanced thing that's going to make his life about, like, on the fast track to professional anything?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. It's fucked up, right? Yeah. Then they just only do one thing.
No,
they have no life.
He can... He'll go in and out of stuff. I think he'll like soccer. Right now he likes baseball, and he's like, soccer's boring. And then he'll get bored of baseball and be into soccer. And I just don't think I don't believe in that kind of thing of putting.
Maybe you should believe
in. Hey, you're 5. It's about time for traveling club. What the fuck are you doing?
You're getting scouted.
Maybe start thinking about putting a book in front of his face.
No,
I'm just kidding. And no, my parents never did that. I was being another person.
My wife's got a PhD, and she's all about, he's going to go to college.
Oh, no.
I'm like, he might not go to college. You don't know
it's
what he's
going to do.
It's
too early.
Put a little cocaine in front of him and see if he likes that.
Yeah, maybe
you
he'll.
I haven't. But Jesus Christ, if you put cocaine in front of a 5-year-old, you know how much talking there is? And it's gibberish. It's just nonsense.
So many questions.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
A lot of puzzles.
Why do cats have hair? All right.
That's
I shouldn't have given you the blow.
Oh, kids on coke. It's a great now, point to end.
Now, you guys are my Uber, right?
I
said I was going to order one, but I meant I was going to order you.
You're going to order us to sit here for
that,
the 3 hours while...
I'm going to go... Here's what I'm going to do.
I would.
I'm
going to
go
didn't.
In and do my set, and then I'm going to just drink till 2, and then I'll come out, and you guys will give me a ride.
Perfect.
Okay. We'll just idle. Do you have enough gas to do that,
yeah,
Karen?
Yeah, I mean, and if I don't, we'll work it out.
Okay. I'll just lay on the sidewalk
patiently.
I like
your ride, by the way. You really took it up a notch.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for being on our podcast. Maybe one day we can be on The Dollop.
We don't have guests on.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting you've said that a few times. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's cool how you don't listen.
I've been that way all day.
Life?
By day, I mispronounce the word life.
So we're doing a live dollop December 8th at Meltdown in Los Angeles.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, wait a second. Don't you have a guest on that?
We do. Patton Oswalt.
Oh, weird.
Oh, yeah, so
that's funny.
Suddenly
well, we do have guests on the live ones, but we've only done 2 live ones.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day Karen and I can be on a live
episode. I don't
know.
Maybe Karen.
Yeah. Maybe Karen.
Karen's actually a fan of the podcast.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
You
and
barely
stuff.
Know the name of it.
It's the dollop. The dollop. The doolop. The
I
doo-wop.
Had a friend this weekend say, I'm sorry I don't listen to your podcast. And I said, please never say anything like that to me again. That's the saddest sentence I've ever heard
in
my life.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing ever. Why that goes without saying. Most people don't. Why would you have to bring it up?
Why would you? We just don't. Please don't be sorry.
I'm going to request that you do the dad toilet story.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I hope it goes well.
I should try it.
And,
just try it.
I'm sorry this whole time in the car, I haven't looked at you. You obviously don't know about the scars. I now have them in my face.
Well, you got shot.
I look
a
way
bunch
different.
Of times,
yeah,
right?
I got shot in the face.
Buckshot.
Yeah, buckshot.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, it's Montana.
You shouldn't. Yeah.
And I'm glad you came.
I'm glad I came with you.
And Karen,
welcome to the Insincere Podcast.
It was good having another podcast with you.
Oh, thanks.
Just between you and I, all guest aside.
Separate from Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also with Dave, I already told him I enjoyed him. So secondary to that, you and
I. Oh, secondary to it.
Yeah.
You should do a regular ending, like where you honk the horn. Or
we have one.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN.
AR.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? Do you
with Karen and Chris.